always so, his classes are always so enlightening. We're so very fortunate this morning to have with us Gorvilas Prabhuji. Prabhuji will enlighten us on Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 3, Verse 17. So, Hare Krishna, welcome to the call, Prabhuji. We're so very fortunate to have you this morning, and we are looking forward to your class. So, please take over whenever you're ready.
Hare Krishna, thank you everyone. Thank you, Mataji, for this opportunity to serve. We'll begin with our prayers. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuro Nmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Tadamhiyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणाललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च तप्त कांचना गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी इति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणी जय श्री कृष्णा चैतन्या प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर शिवासदी गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा। सो वेलकम एवरीवन, थैंक यू फॉर दिस अपॉर्चुनिटी टू सर्व। We are discussing from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 3, chapter entitled Hiranyakashipu's Plan to Become Immortal. We are reading from verse number 17 today. Shri Brahma Uvacha Uttishta Bhadram Te Tapasiddho Sikashyapa Varado Aham Anuprapto Vriyatam Ipsito Varaha. Translation: Lord Brahma said, O son of Kashyap Muni, please get up, please get up. All good fortune unto you. You are now perfect in the performance of your austerities, and therefore I may give you a benediction. You may now ask from me whatever you desire, and I shall try to fulfill your wish. For both, Sri Madhvacharya quotes from the Skanda Puran, which says that Hiranyakashipu, having become the devotee of Lord Brahma, who is known as Hiranyagarbha, and having undergone the austerity, severe austerity to please him, is also known as Hiranyaka. Rakshasas and demons worship various devatas, such as Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, just to take the post of these demigods. This we have already explained in previous verses. Hare Krishna. So this is a section in Srimad Bhagavatam going on, where the wonderful episode of the wonderful devotee of Lord, and how Lord is so very merciful that he is ready to appear from even a pillar. I've just been to Mayapur, just coming from Mayapur today morning. I came back, got darshan of Lord Narasimhadev. So it is a very, very wonderful occasion to speak about Lord Narasimhadev and this pastime basically. So this is a wonderful episode going on, where Lord Brahma he is appearing in front of Hiranyakashipu. So this chapter, it will be described how Hiranyakashipu, he performed very severe austerity, it is described so far, and he created a distress throughout the universe because of his intense austerity. Even Brahma, he was somewhat disturbed And he was personally thinking how to solve this problem. And therefore, he personally went to see Hiranyakashipu, who was doing such a great austerity. And Hiranyakashipu, he wanted to become immortal. He wanted to never be attacked by old age, by disease, no opponents. Ajaya Amara, he wanted to become Amar Ajaya, Apratidvandam, no competitor. So basically, he wanted to become the ruler of the entire universe. That's what his plan. And that's why he was doing all these austerities. And with these desires, he entered the Mandar Valley. And there he practiced an intense tapasya. So interestingly, austerity is a very, very important part of devotional service or spiritual life also. As Rishabhdev tells to his sons, Tapo Divyam Putraka Yena Sattvam Nayam Deho Deha Bhajan Niloke Kashtan Kaman Arhati Vit Bhujamye Tapo Divyam Putraka Yena Sattvam Shuddhir Yasmar Brahma Saukhyam Tonantam. Oh my sons, this body is not meant to enjoy. This body is meant for tapasya. Because by this tapasya, one can please the Lord. Interestingly, here also, we see a powerful demon doing intense tapasya. So today we'll be discussing what is the place of austerity in Krishna consciousness? What all austerities we should do in our life as a practicing devotee? And what should be the mood behind doing all these austerities? In this world, living entity, when he comes, there are series of transformations, series of changes happens. First thing which happens in the life of a living entity is when one first time comes in this material world is misidentification. Starts identifying with the body. Then he gets covered by the layers of subtle body and the gross body. And before that, he gets the ego. I am controller. I am enjoyer. And then his pure spiritual consciousness gets covered. Jivera Swarupa Hoye, Krishnera Nityadas. And then he wants to enjoy this world. That is what living entities have come here for. That's why we have come here for. To enjoy. One time, Jayaprataka Maharaj, he was sharing that Srila Prabhupada was in Montreal and in his room in the temple, and Prabhupada found a cockroach there. And Prabhupada just caught that cockroach in his hand, opened the window, and told the cockroach, here I am giving you the whole world to enjoy. So many times, when Krishna he sees that if we don't want to serve him, Krishna gives opportunity for us to enjoy in this world. And in this world, people they work so very hard. They also do intense tapasya, like Hiranyakashipu. Interestingly, scriptures describe people of this world are so very foolish. They give up nectar and they drink poison. Aashyaryam etadhi manushyaloke sudham parityajya vishampi bandhi namani narayana gocharani tyaktva nivacha kuhaka pathanti. It is so very astonishing, surprising that people of this world, they are drinking poison. They are giving up nectar. Sudham parityajya visham pibanti. They are drinking poison. What is nectar? What is poison? Namani Narayana Gocharani. The names of Krishna, names of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are like nectar. Tattvanya vacha kuhaka patanti. They give up that. And they get interested in all the topics of the world. Kuhaka means all the matters of this world. Kaviraj Goswami also says, Paiya manushya janma jena shune gaurabun, hena janma tara vyartha hoila. पाया मृत धुनी पिए विश्व गर्त पानी जन्मी आसे केने नाही महिला. यू हैव गॉट दिस ह्यूमन बॉडी एंड यू आर नॉट वर्शिपिंग लॉर्ड श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु, व्हाई डिड यू टेक बर्थ एट ऑल? सो दैट्स हाउ स्क्रिप्चर्स दे टेल यू शुड डू तपस्या बट नॉट फॉर सेंस ग्रेटिफिकेशन. दैट्स व्हाट हिरण्यकशिपु इज डूइंग एंड ही इज डूइंग सच एन इंटेंस तपस्या. एंड यू सी पीपल इन दिस वर्ल्ड, they also do intense tapasya sometimes, but the goal is future sense gratification. Now I'll suffer so that in future I can enjoy. Prabhupada gives an example in the fourth canto. He says, what is karma kandi mentality? You know, people of the world, they are ready to go through pain because they know that I'll enjoy in the future. Prabhupada gives an example of people, they pierce their ears and the nose. Why? It is painful. But okay, I can put some nice earring or nose ring. So Prabhupada gives an example of this. So people, they do all types of tapasya like Hiranyakashipu. Why? So that I can enjoy in the future. Krishna also says in Bhagavad Gita, Kriyate Bahulayasha. They do intense endeavors. They do big, big ritualistic sacrifices. Why? So that I can go to heaven and I can enjoy there. There I'll drink Somrasa. I'll enjoy all the celestial beauties. And that's how I will live my life very nicely. But they forget everything in this world is temporary. Whichever species a living entity gets into, he gets a certain type of pleasure. And nobody wants to give up that body, even if the person gets the body of a pig. Jantu vaibhav etasmin yamyam yonim manubrajet tasyam tasyam salabhate nirvriti navrajyate. The happiness which one gets, jantu, living entity, vaibhav etasmin, in this world, Yam yam yoni, in whichever species he goes, tasyam tasyam salabhate, he gets a particular type of pleasure in that body. Doesn't want to give up. That's how Maya Devi works. Maya Devi has two phases of activities, prakshepatmika, avaranatmika. She covers the intelligence and the knowledge. Just like a person entering a movie theater. What is the first thing which happens in the movie theater? All the lights are switched off. That is like the avaran of darkness. That's what Maya Devi does. Covers the intelligence, covers our original consciousness, that I am servant of Krishna, one forgets that.
Hare Krishna.
People, they get absorbed in seeing the movie of the world.
Prabhuji, you froze for a moment.
Am I audible properly?
Now we can hear you, Prabhu. There was a little bit gap in before.
Okay. There must be some network issue, anyways. So that's all we get engrossed in this world, thinking that I am enjoying. So, in due course of staying in this world, people they want to do some tapasya, but for future material sense gratification. But the interesting thing is, whatever living entity does in this world, one never gets satisfied. And in this world today, all the media and all the advertising industries, they are just bombarding desires. One after another, the desires are bombarded on us. And result is perpetual dissatisfaction. Nobody gets satisfied. Says aspirayam purmangani visarvashah indriyan indriyan thebhyas tasya pragya pratishthita. Just like a tortoise brings all the limbs inside when faced with danger, a devotee should also do the same. One should always restrain oneself. Don't try to explore. Let me see how the world is fallen. No, there is no need to do that. Let me see what all wrong things people are doing so that I am aware. Oh, world has become so fallen. No, we don't. We should not do that. Because in the course of doing that, Mayadevi is so very cunning, she'll trap us. Currently, our intelligence, ideally, what intelligence should do? Intelligence should take one away from sense gratification and bring one close to Krishna. But now our intelligence is working the other way around. It has become corrupted. It brings a person close to sense gratification and doesn't allow us to do anything with Krishna. So therefore, we have to understand, if we want to come close to Krishna, first thing we have to do is start saying no to sense gratification by controlling senses. And that's what Krishna says, Tasmat tvam indriyani adav. In the beginning, start with the senses, because to control mind, to control intelligence, it is very difficult. Not so easy to control the mind and intelligence. So therefore, begin with controlling the senses. That is the first austerity a devotee should do in life. Begin controlling the senses. That is the basic minimum austerity which a devotee should start practicing. Otherwise, spiritual life is very difficult. And we have heard the famous story of a marriage party going on the other side of the river, and the boatman said, "Don't worry, you all go to sleep, take rest. I'll take you across the river." And the boatman was rowing whole night, and the next morning they got up and they were at the same place. What happened? The boatman said, "I was working whole night. I don't know what happened." Then somebody saw that he forgot to remove the anchor. So we have to understand, first thing we have to do is say no to sense gratification. And in this material world, especially in current times, the gadgets which we are carrying, they are the prime source of distractions. If we are not very careful in using them, we'll be used by them. And we'll be losing so much of our time. I just keep talking to students. I teach Bhagavad Gita, and I many times ask, "So, how much time you spend on social media every day?" Somebody says, "Oh, Prabhuji, at least 6 7 hours every day I spend on social media." So that is what people are doing with their time. So the first thing we have to learn as a spiritual practitioner is be very careful not to waste time. That is the first tapasya. Control the senses. That is very essential in spiritual life. Austerity we have to do. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Yajna dana tapak karma na tyajyam karyam eva tat yajyo danam tapascheva pavanani manishina. One should never give up sacrifice, austerities, and charity. So the first austerity for a spiritualist or a devotee is control the senses. And after some years in Krishna consciousness, we are somehow able to do it to a considerable extent. But we should never ever think, okay, now I can control my senses. Now I can do something just to preach, But in the course of doing that, if you're not careful, we'll get trapped. So therefore, you have to be always aware. Always aware and alert of our contaminated condition. Our condition where we can never ever be relaxed. We have to always be alert. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, till when we have to do this? He says, till the time we are alive, we have to do this. Prak sharir vimokshanat, kama krodho udbhavam vegam sa yuktah, sa sukhi naraha. We have to control, tolerate the last moment of our life. This austerity we have to do. There's a beautiful pastime which comes in the 10th canto. Rukmini Devi sending a letter. She is in a desperate condition because tomorrow she is about to get married to Shishupal. She tried to convince her father, was of no use. Her brother was really bent on, getting her married to Shishupal. She writes a letter to Krishna. This letter of Rukmini, it is a jewel of Bhagavatam. Many acharyas have given wonderful commentaries on these seven verses. So Rukmini's letter is only seven verses. One of the verses, she says, that verse describes austerity.
Urteshtadattaniyama vratadeva.
She's saying, oh my Lord, purta, ishta, datta, by pious activities, by sacrifices, by charity, by all the austerities, by worshipping devtas, if I have pleased you, O my Lord, please come and take me. And then she says, O my Lord, if you don't take me, you know what I'll do? If you don't come, I'll not give up. I'll continue to do tapasya. I'll continue to do all the austerities. Life after life, I'll do tapasya, I'll give up my body doing tapasya, again take birth, again do tapasya, again leave my body. I'm ready to do it for hundreds of lifetimes.
Yasyangri pankaja raja srapanam mahanto vanchantyumapatiripatmatamopahatyai yarhiyambujakshinalabhe
Your lotus feet is worshipped by Lord Shiva also. Vanchanti Umapati. Umapati is Lord Shiva. My Lord, if you don't come, prasadam. If you don't show mercy, what I'll do? I'll do tapasya. Jahyanashun, I'll give up my life. Doing tapasya, again appear, again do tapasya. Shat janma bhisya, and I'm ready to do it for hundreds of lifetimes. That is the determination of a devotee to do tapasya. That should be the mood of a spiritual practitioner, of a devotee. Even if I am fallen, but still I will get up, I'll again walk. Even if I fall down hundreds of times, I'll not give up. That is the determination of a devotee. In Bhagavad Gita, there is a verse where Krishna says, Apichet Sudura Acharo Bhajate Vamanan Nibha, Kshipram Bhavati Dharmatma, these two verses. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur writes, you know what this devotee is thinking? This devotee thinks, I may be sinful. I may have fallen down because I am not able to practice all the rules and regulations because of my previous conditionings. But I will not give up serving you, my Lord. Even if I fall down, I'll again get up. I'll again serve you. I may again fall down, but I'll not give up practicing bhakti. That is the determination of a devotee. I'm ready to do tapasya. Even though I'm not able to control my senses, still I will not give up endeavoring for it. That is austerity. Because our mind, our intelligence, they will say, this is not for you. You're so fallen. You are becoming hypocrite. You are having something inside your mind and you are doing something else. That is how Maya Devi will, you know, cheat us. That's how mind will tell us. It is not for you. You have fallen many times. This is not meant for you. Just be honest to yourself. You know, your mind is full of sense gratification and you are doing something else only. Maya Devi will cheat us in this way. We should always understand, my desires are pure. That means my desire to serve Krishna is pure. I may fall down because of my conditionings, but my faith is pure. So that is a devotee. That is a spiritual practitioner. That is a sadhaka bhakta. He may fall down, she may fall down, but still he'll never give up. Bhuma uskalita padanam, bhuma veva avalambanam, vaijata paradhanam, tameva sharanam prabho. Just like a small child is walking, learning to walk, falls down, takes shelter of the same ground, support of the same ground and gets up. Oh my Lord, in serving you, I may also fall down in the same way many times, but I will not give up serving you. That is a determination of a devotee. And for that, I am ready to go through the austerity of tolerating the urges of the mind. It is very difficult to tolerate the urges of the mind, especially in the conditioned state when mind is really howling, screaming. Sometimes it becomes really intolerable. But still, in those situations, we should always take shelter of devotees. We should always take shelter of prayers. There's a beautiful line I read. Prayers are not a stepney wheel to be used in emergency. They are like the steering wheel which will guide us our life. So we should keep on praying at every morning me. Prayer for protecting me from deviation. So these prayers we should be doing every moment. That is a devotee. So of course, in a spiritual, in a life of a devotion, austerity of the body we have to do. Just like now Chaturmas just went by. Devotees, they do so many sacrifices, so many types of austerities. It is really difficult. But more difficult than that is austerity of the mind. What is austerity of the mind? Yena kena prakarena mana krishna niveshayet. That is the That is very difficult, you know, to control the mind. It is very, very difficult. So we should understand that in our sadhaka stage, we will always be disturbed by the mind, by our intelligence, by our anarthas. We will always be tormented. But in those situations, how to keep ourselves calm and peaceful and focused? Many times, of course, the practical problems we have to take care of. But when our anarthas, our anger, greed, lust, envy, pride, illusion, they trouble us, we become more troubled when we focus on those anarthas more. I was just talking to one devotee, and he said, "You know what we should do in those situations?" It was really wonderful. He said, "Rather than focusing on our own anarthas, we should focus on serving others. Because when we focus on serving others, then we receive the grace of Krishna." And that's how we don't make our problems big. As somebody said, you can cover the sun with a coin also if you bring it very close to your eyes. Our problems may be very big, but what is our problem in front of Krishna? It is insignificant. But when we don't focus on serving Krishna, when we don't focus on serving devotees of Krishna, our problems look very big. Our lust, our anger, our envy, our pride looks very big. It looks insurmountable sometimes. But what we have to do in those situations? We have to focus on serving devotees. We have to focus on serving Krishna by absorbing our mind in holy names of the Lord, in pastimes of the Lord, because that is the only thing which can purify the mind. Mind is so very cunning, and Maya Devi is so very cunning. Although we know it, but she doesn't allow us to focus on Krishna. She'll always put in front of us our anarthas. What, how fallen I am. She'll never allow us to focus on Krishna because that is the solution. And of course, she is not a, sadistic person. She wants that we focus on Krishna, but every time we fail the test. So that's why when we keep on hearing, when we are in association of devotees, we get reminded of what we have to do. Focus on the form of the Lord. Rupam Bhagavato Yatat Manah Kantam Shuchapaham Apashyansa Sottasthe Vaiklavya Durmana Iva. This beautiful verse comes in the first canto. When Narad Muni is a small boy, he was meditating and he got darshan of the Lord, and he was really wonderstruck, overwhelmed. Rupam Bhagavato, the form of the Lord, two words are described. Manahakantam Shuchapaham. Manahakantam means it is pleasing to the mind, and Shuchapaham means it dispels all the lamentation. But the problem is our mind doesn't want to focus on Krishna. Because we have not done it since millions of lives. So somehow or other, we have to remind ourselves. We have to be in association of such wonderful devotees who can remind us, who can make us understand the power of remembering the form of the Lord, meditating on the form of the Lord. And what is there in store for us? We will not be disturbed. Just like Haridas Thakur. When Maya Devi herself came to test him, And she was in her full glory. She comes and tells Haridas Thakur, More angikar karo hoya sadai dine daya karo ei sadhu swabhav hoy. Oh Haridas, you are a saintly person. Please accept me. It is the nature of saintly people to give shelter to fallen people like me. Please accept me. And in this way, she started showing all her feminine beauty. Eta boli nana bhava karaye prakash, yaha darshane ramunir hoye dhairyanash. Even munis, great sober people, would get bewildered seeing all that. But what was Haridas? Haridas Thakur's condition was really amazing. Nirvikar Haridas Gambhir Ashay Tahare Bolila Kichu Hoya Sadai Nirvikar Haridas. He was completely undisturbed. He was not at all disturbed. And he tells, actually, I have taken a vow to chant 3 lakh names every day. It has not over. It has not got over yet. So, what you should do? You should just sit at the door and hear my chanting. And I will surely accept you. I will surely, you know, fulfill all your desires. Because till the time I don't complete my chanting, I don't do anything. Yavat kirtan samapti nahi na kori anya kaam. Kirtan samapti hoile hoye dikshar vishram. Till the time I don't complete my chanting, I don't do anything. This is a very, very wonderful statement he is making. So in this way, she was coming every day. 3 days she came and she was transformed hearing Haridas Thakur's chanting. So this is what is in store for a sadhaka bhakta, not getting disturbed. At present, we may be disturbed. What to speak of some gross things in front of us? We may get disturbed by something in our mind. But what we have to do is just understand and always remember one thing, that there is no other way to purify the mind than chanting and remembering the Lord's names, form, pastimes. That's the only thing we have to do. That's austerity. Austerity of the intelligence to read scriptures. To purify the intelligence means absorbing our intelligence in scriptures. In this December month, we distribute Bhagavad Gita all over the world. What we have to do is, we should also try to read Bhagavad Gita. Read Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada would tell his devotees, if you distribute my books, you will stay happy. If you read them, you will stay. So to purify the mind, purify the intelligence, purify the ego, that is the tapasya we have to do. That is called as sattvic intelligence. Sattvic intelligence means that intelligence which is not affected by rajoguna, the influence of the material desires, and that will happen. That will come by reading scriptures. Gradually, the mind will get purified. Gradually, we will be focusing, we'll be able to focus on the form of Krishna. Shyamam hiranya paridhim vanamalya baraha dhatu prabalana taveshamano vratamshe. Vinyastahastamitarena dhunanam abjam karnot palalaka kapola mukhabjahasam. This is a beautiful form of the Lord described in the 10th canto. Shyamam hiranya paridhim. The Lord is having a blackish complexion, wearing a golden garment. Vanamalya, he is having a very beautiful vanamala, the garland of forest flowers. He has a peacock feather on his head. His friends, they would decorate Krishna with beautiful minerals available in the forest, dhatu, praval, and with all the creepers and the flowers, they would decorate Krishna in a wonderful, way of a dancer. Natavesham. And then as, he is fully dressed, Balaramji, he stands with his hand over the shoulders of Krishna. This is a beautiful darshan of Krishna Balram in Vrindavan. So when we purify our mind by absorbing our mind and intelligence and all these beautiful descriptions, then slowly, slowly we can expect transformation. It is not going to happen overnight. And we should never ever give up thinking that I don't think I'll be able to do it. I don't think I'll be able to go back to the spiritual world in this life. Our focus, of course, we should be aware of our goal, but we should not be so much focused on the goal that we don't focus on the process. For us, process is more important than the goal because for a spiritual practitioner, for a devotee, the means and the end are the same. If we are not focusing on the current sadhana bhakti, which we are doing, and we are just thinking, will I go back to the spiritual world? But if we are not focusing on our chanting and our service and our reading of scriptures, then what is this question? It is of no use. So therefore, as Krishna says, karmanyeva adhikaraste, we should be aware of the goal, but we should not be focused and obsessed with the goal. We should be obsessed with the process. The sadhana bhakti which we are doing, that is the most important thing. Because interesting thing is, in sadhana bhakti, whatever we are doing now, the same thing we'll be doing after we reach there. And if we are not focusing on what we are doing now, then we will not become perfect in our practices. And in this path, we have to be really careful. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Yatato hi api kaunteya purushasya vipaschitaha indriyani pramathini haranti prasabham manaha. Even if a person who is endeavoring for perfection, if he allows even one of the senses to wander, then he's gone. Haranti prasabham manaha, he'll be lost. So that's how we have to be alert at every moment. And of course, in the sadhaka stage, it takes lots of our energy. Just to say no to sense gratification takes lots of our energy. But there is a way out. When we start focusing on the positive things, then the negative things, it will be easy to handle. If we
Prabhuji, your voice is breaking, Prabhuji.
only
Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, you froze again.
Audible? Just give me 1 minute. I'll just, change my connection. Just a minute. Just give me 1 minute. हरे कृष्णा. सो नाउ इट्स नॉट बी अ प्रॉब्लम. लेट्स सी. सो वी हैव टू अंडरस्टैंड दैट द मोर वी फोकस ऑन द पॉजिटिव थिंग्स इट विल बी इजी टू हैंडल द डिस्टर्बेंसेस ऑफ आवर माइंड. सो दैट इज व्हाट वी हैव टू डू इन आवर प्रैक्टिस ऑफ भक्ति. द ऑस्टेरिटी इज टू फोकस ऑन द पॉजिटिव थिंग्स नॉट ऑन द एंड नॉट solving the negative things because they are very difficult to solve. To purify our intelligence, to purify our anarthas, that is not our job. We can't do it. It is like emptying an ocean. You know, there is a beautiful example described in Bhagavatam. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur describes that. You know, with all our endeavor, what we are doing in our spiritual practice, in our devotional service, all our endeavor is what, you know, it is like an ocean of anarthas we have to empty. And what we are given as a vessel is a grass. Very interesting. Please hear it clearly, carefully. Our anarthas are like ocean, and we have to empty this ocean. And to empty this ocean, what we have been given is a grass. What we have to do? Just dip the grass in the ocean and then take out. And then one drop will stick to that grass, just throw it away. Again, drop, put that in the ocean. And that is what we are doing by our practice of Krishna consciousness every day chanting. We should not think, wow, I am doing such a great endeavor. Our endeavor is like that grass. What we can do? We cannot do anything. It is just like the story of a sparrow trying to empty ocean. Our endeavor is like that. But what is the hope for us? Our hope is Krishna recognizes our endeavor. Krishna is not seeing the results. Krishna is just seeing the endeavor of a sincere practitioner. Because with all our hard endeavor, what we are doing is just removing few drops from the ocean of our anarthas. They are unlimited. So we should not get bewildered thinking, still we have so many anarthas. I am practicing since last 30, 40, 50 years. Of course, at least I can say about myself, since last so many years I am practicing now, since 2005, 6, whatever. Whatever number of years we are practicing, what we are doing is removing few drops of anarthas. So we should not get disturbed thinking, oh my God, still I have so many. We are seeing just one lifetime. We have lived millions of lifetimes in this universe, in this material world. We have gathered unlimited impressions, unlimited anarthas. What is our endeavor? 10, 20, 30 years of endeavor, what is that? That is insignificant, you know. So we should not get disturbed thinking, oh, still I have all these anarthas. I don't know when it will go. Only thing we have to focus on is I want to serve Krishna. Then we will not be disturbed by our anarthas. Anarthas will be there till the last breath. One devotee is telling me, he asked His Holiness Radhakrishna Swami Maharaj, Maharaj, you know, when will these anarthas go? We are trying since so many decades, we are practicing. He was a very senior devotee. He asked Maharaj. Radhanath Maharaj said, Krishna can, if Krishna wants, he can make you a pure devotee next moment. And if Krishna wants, he may not do so your whole life. But be assured. If we are sincere in our practice of Krishna consciousness, then at the last moment of our life, Krishna will purify, remove all those anarthas and purify us. So that is the faith, that is the hope a devotee has. So we should not be disturbed seeing our anarthas. Only austerity we have to do is focusing on positive things, not focusing on our anarthas. Because many times in our sadhaka life, focusing on anarthas is so very normal. And it is so very obvious that, oh my God, I have so many anarthas. But what are we doing by focusing on anarthas? We are just destroying our peace of mind. We are just destroying our whatever small energy we have. Lots of energy goes in, fighting with our anarthas. When we are focusing on our anarthas, we have to focus on Krishna. That is a practice. That is the austerity we have to do. And it comes when we are staying in association of devotees who are powerful enough to, and they are practicing with all their endeavors, all their efforts. And when we are reading regularly scriptures, when we are really desperately praying to the Lord. Because, after a few decades or after, a few years of practicing Krishna consciousness, the intensity which helped us when we started our journey in Krishna consciousness, that same intensity will not help us now. We have to become more intense. Simple example, the small child, to treat him, we need a small dose of medicine. But an adult person needs a bigger dose of medicine. So when we started our journey, our little bit of intensity endeavor was okay. But now it will not help us. We have to increase our intensity. There is no choice. There is no substitute for it. So therefore, we have to do this austerity of becoming intense. And intensity does not mean that you move around with a very grave face, not talking to anyone, and just saying, no, I'm becoming very serious. No, it is not about externals. It is about our internal consciousness. How alert we are, how attentive we are when we are doing our sadhana bhakti, when we are chanting, when we are standing in front of the deities, when we are doing our services, how careful we are, how present we are in our services. That is a tapasya. That is intense. Doing bodily tapasya is so, it is still okay. But after a few years, this bodily tapasya will not help us. We have to do the tapasya of the mind, tapasya of the intelligence, tapasya of the ego. That is what is needed. Otherwise, we may take many, many, maybe many births. So, in this verse, we can see Hiranyakashipu is doing such intense tapasya for getting material things. How much intense we should be to get highest thing of the spiritual world, which is not available in all the 14 planetary systems. Tasyaiva heto prayate tapo vido na labhyate yat bhramatam paryadaha. तल्लभ्यते दुःखवदन्यतः सुखं कालेन सर्वत्र गभीर रमहसा. नारद मुनि इज टेलिंग, वन शुड नॉट एंडेवर फॉर दैट विच इज अवेलेबल इन ऑल द 14 प्लैनेटरी सिस्टम्स. प्लीज डोंट वर्क फॉर इट, बिकॉज इवन इफ यू बिकम लाइक हिरण्यकशिपु एंड गेट द पावर ऑफ ऑल द यूनिवर्स, इट इज सेड दैट अपार्ट फ्रॉम ब्रह्मा विष्णु महेश, everyone was under the control of Hiranyakashipu. But what was the result? Still, he was not satisfied. Sa ittam nirajit kaku ekarat vishayan priyan yathopajosham bhunjano natripyat ajitendriyaha. Sa ittam nirajit kaku, he was unconquerable. He was the only controller, ekarat. He was absorbed in sense gratification. Vishayan Priyan. Yathopajosham. Whatever he wanted, he got. But still, not tripyat, not satisfied because he was uncontrolled in his senses. So therefore, what is the use of doing austerity to get anything of this world? We should do the austerity to get that thing which is not available in this world and which will never be destroyed. And that is what is love of Krishna. And that's what we are endeavoring for. And we are so fortunate. We have got this such a wonderful process. We have got such a wonderful parampara. We have taken birth in a time where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come just 500 years back. Krishna has come just 5,000 years back. Krishna comes only once in a day of Brahma. 1,000 yuga cycles, only in one yuga cycle Krishna comes himself. And that is this yuga cycle. And in the subsequent Kali Yuga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes himself, and that is this Kali Yuga. Can we imagine our fortune? So it is unimaginable fortune we have received. Only thing we have to do is remind ourselves. Because the nature of our mind is we forget. Mind only shows us our faults, the things which we don't have. Mind never ever allows us to see the wonderful blessings and benedictions and fortune we have. And it is not just with us. Even great pure devotees go through such situations. In the same story, it will come after hearing the whole story of Prahlad and Narsingadev. Yudhishthira Maharaj is thinking, wow, for one devotee, Lord appeared himself. Such a great devotee Prahlad is. And just see, for me, Lord has not appeared. Of course, we know who is Yudhishthira Maharaj. He has to be reminded. That's what happens many times, you know. We forget. Narad Muni tells, oh Yudhishthir, you know your fortune? That supreme personality who is not achievable even by great yogis. They are doing tapasya for many, many lifetimes. They can't see the tip of the toe of the Lord. That same personality is residing in your home. He is becoming your chariot driver. He is becoming your messenger, your protector, your worshipable deity. He is doing everything for you. You know how fortunate you are? Yuyam niloke patabhuri bhaga lokam punana munayo bhiyanti yesham grihana vasatiti sakshat gudham param brahma manushya lingam. Yuyam, O king, you are the most fortunate in this entire creation. Driloke, in this human society, you are most fortunate. That's what we have to remind ourselves. We are most fortunate. Only thing we have to do is remain fortunate. Otherwise, mind will say, it is not for you. So we have to learn to do tapasya of focusing on the positive things we have. Reminding ourselves of the positive things we have. And then slowly and gradually, you know, we'll see that we'll become steady in Krishna consciousness. I'll stop here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any questions anybody has?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you for this view.
Thank you for this view.
Hare Krishna, dear devotees.
If anyone has any questions, go ahead.
Shiva Kumar Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, Mataji, thank you. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, the Lord Ram Prabhu. Thank you for the instructional class today. Prabhu, one question on the sense control.
One question on the sense control.
Prasadam intake, the restrictions that come in as part of that, avoiding the non-devotees put karmic food. Those seem to be. Prabhu is easily. Acceptable. But I used to listen a lot of music, Prabhu, and a lot of music coming to Krishna consciousness. And now, if Kirtan has to replace all those things, I find it difficult, Prabhu. So I just wanted to understand how is that the prasadam intake is coming out naturally, easily, but it seems very difficult in case of the music that I used to listen, and how Kirtan has to substitute, replace that.
Yeah, it will happen in due course of time, Prabhu, that our natural attraction for Krishna will increase and our taste for all those material things will decrease. So it will happen in due course of time. Till that time, we have to just do the tapasya of focusing on the positive things. Continue doing the positive things, focusing on the names, form, pastimes of the Lord. And gradually, all these, hankering for the material things will go, but it will not happen so easily. So we should not get so much disturbed because of our conditionings, because we are not able to, remove our negative impressions. That will always come. Only thing we have to do is we should not meditate on them, and we should not act on them. So this process of Krishna consciousness, Cheto, Darpana, Marjanam, it will happen gradually, just like the fire burns the firewood gradually. The process of Krishna consciousness purifies gradually. So we should not expect miracles in Krishna consciousness. What we have to do is just be patient. Patience is very, very important, very much needed. Sthir hoya gharya nahao batul krame krame pae lok bhava sindukul. Mahaprabhu is telling, please be steady, don't become mad, don't become so impatient. Krame krame, gradually you will cross this ocean. So what we have to do is continue to practice the same things every day. It is just like a person who is a swimmer. If he crosses 100 meters with same steps, what he has to do to cross 1 kilometer of a river? Just do the same things. Doesn't have to do something extra. No somersaults, no gymnastics. Only same steps. And gradually he will cross. But the ocean is so huge that seeing the expanse of the ocean, a devotee gets discouraged. Oh, I will not be able to do it. And that's where devotee association comes to our help. That's where we need them. Of course, we need devotees everywhere. So we should always be having that patience and not forget that what brought me till this point, the same thing will bring me to the perfection. So only thing we have to do is become more and more alert, more and more intense in our practices. And intensity means being present, basically. Being more attentive in our practices. That is what is needed. And all these things, the thoughts will always come. But our response to the thoughts change. And as Yamunacharya says, when I remember the association of all the wives, oh, I spit at the thought. My lips curl at his taste. The thoughts will come, but our response will change. So that is what we can see in our life. It will happen in due course of time.
Thank you so much.
Hare.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for the wonderful answer, Prabhuji. Radha Jyoti Mataji, please go ahead.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna and Danvat Pranam to you. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Danvat Pranam to you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for the session and all your teachings. Prabhuji, my question to you is, when I chant, at the start, it was when I started, it was okay to focus on the words. Now that I'm chanting, I see that, oh, these are my anarthas. But as you say, we do practice, but there are certain days that we are empowered by that anarthas and we think about it a lot. Oh, I'm not able to deal with it. And that happens only when we chant. Not after that. The entire day is we are busy with other things. But when we sit and chant, we tend to focus on negative things more than the positive things or the to-do list here and there. So how you say that we should not focus? We are programmed because mind is programmed for the negative things. So could you please teach on this, Prabhuji? Hare Krishna.
Yeah, mind will always take us to the wrong things. While chanting, what we have to do is yato yato nischalati manaschanchalam asthiram tatastato niyamyetad atman niyavasham nayet. Whenever and wherever the mind goes, as soon as we realize, just very gently bring the mind back. We should treat the mind like a small child. If the child is just always running away, we don't beat the child. We just bring the child, you know, with love and attention. Just dragging that child, showing something attractive. So that's what we have to do with the mind. We have to gradually and gently bring the mind back. And you'll realize that again, mind has gone. But that is the only thing we have to do. While chanting, we should not just, you know, allow the mind to keep wandering. As soon as you realize, bring it back. So that's where, you know, when we chant in association, and nowadays we have so many, of course, this is like, you know, Japa Sangha. All of you must be chanting together online. So when we hear other devotees chanting, we are reminded, okay, I have to chant attentively. So that is the only thing we have to do. We are not here to, you know, achieve the perfection today itself. We are here to focus as much as possible. It is said Krishna is pleased more by the struggles of a sadhaka than when he sees a pure devotee chanting wonderful, attentive rounds, because he understands the sadhaka, he has no attraction. Still, he is chanting. He is endeavoring. That impels Krishna to show mercy. But if we are not endeavoring, then Krishna will not show mercy. So while chanting, this is what we have to do. And, you know, when we are not chanting, our mind and our anarthas can really take us to a long drive. In those situations, what we have to do is just focus on the positive things. And of course, you know, the negative things will be there. The anarthas will be there. But the more we focus on the anarthas, the more they become bigger. They become overwhelming. So while chanting, what we have to do is, one time Malati Mataji, she asked Prabhupada, while chanting, what should we meditate on? What should we remember? Prabhupada said, nothing. Just chant and hear. So we don't have to remember anything extra, meditate on any picture, on any photo, or any pastime. No. Of course, we can keep a mantra card in front of us to just see the names while we are chanting. Apart from that, we don't have to remember or meditate any other thing artificially. It will come in due course of time automatically. So while chanting, this is the only tapasya we have to do. Just bring the mind back. Bring the mind back. Whenever the mind goes, bring it back. And gradually, over a period of time, we'll see, okay, my mind has become little peaceful while chanting. It'll happen. It may happen after a few decades. or it may happen after a few years. Depends on the intensity of our practice. But in any situation, we should never be depressed and hopeless, thinking that I'm trying since so many years, nothing has happened. Don't worry. Just have faith in the words of the acharyas, words of the scriptures, and keep on practicing. Hare Krishna.
Yes, Prabhuji. And you mentioned about the alertness. So, what exactly happens to the alertness, Prabhuji? Does it, as the consciousness dwells in the entire day, the alertness also dwells, or it will disappear after a certain time? Is the alertness a mercy of Krishna, or it will stay for a long period of time
alertness
as a... What is the quality of that alertness? Is it a mercy, or it is something we have to do extra to, you know, to bring that in us? Because it's not that we are not alert, but in the process, in the entire day, the alert, if we are not alert, at that time, we know we are not alert. But what is that that we should cultivate to keep it at a high standard, so that even if we dwell, or if even if we oscillate, the alertness must be there. It should not, because once the attention goes, then everything goes. So that's my question.
Now, Chaitanya Charitamrita says a wonderful statement. He says, to the extent we are keeping Krishna in the foreground of our consciousness, when we are doing the direct activities, that means while we are chanting, while we are reading Bhagavatam, while we are serving, to the extent we are conscious of Krishna, that means we are alert, we are keeping Krishna in our mind when we are doing direct things. To that extent, Krishna will be in the background of our consciousness when we are doing the indirect things. When we are not chanting, when we are doing our day-to-day activity, when we are doing our job or taking care of the family or whatever, that time Krishna will be there in the background of our mind. So it all depends on our quality when we are doing our chanting, our sadhana, our practice of our reading of scriptures, our seva. So our entire practice depends on these things. To the extent we are alert during these things, to that extent we will be remembering Krishna in other times. So it is directly proportional. So what we have to do is just try to be alert while we are doing our chanting, while we are doing our reading scriptures, in a prayerful mood. We have to be prayerful. That's what we have to become. We have to become a prayer. One time, I remember Radhanath Swami Maharaj, his book launch was there many years back, Journey Home. So one reporter asked, Swamiji, are you a writer? So Radhanath Swami Maharaj said, no, I'm a prayerer. Very beautiful, you know. So actually, that's what we have to become. We have to become prayers. Keep praying to holy names. Keep praying to Krishna. Keep praying to Bhagavatam. And try to be alert. And then we'll see everything, you know, permeating our entire day. It will not happen artificially. It all depends on our direct activities which we are doing in our Krishna consciousness. You know. So that is very, very important. To be always doing our best, giving our best effort when we are doing our chanting, when we are doing our reading of scriptures. So that is in our hand. So when we keep Krishna in the center, when we are doing things which are in our hand, then Krishna will appear in those things which are not in our hand, when we are doing the indirect things. Okay, any other questions anybody has?
Thank you, Prabhuji. Eternally grateful to you. Thank you so much for these teachings, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Definitely, Mataji, please go ahead.
Oh, no, I didn't have a question. I was just, you can go ahead, Mataji. Was there anyone else who had a question for Prabhuji before we let him go? Okay, all right. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Prabhuji. Your classes are always so enlightening and so appreciated. And all devotees pay our obeisances to Panchakalpa.
पंचकल्पसर्वेभ्यः कृपा सिन्धु भवेच पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो थैंक यू प्रभुजी धन्यवाद प्रणाम
राधे 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 राधे